Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
1 hour down, another one to go. It's After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan. Drew Nixon, Julio Sanchez producing the show, riding solo today on this Halloween night. I was talking to my mom about the question we're going to get to in just a second, and there's a reason. So I'm not all into Halloween like that. And there, I think it's kind of funny the reason she gave me as well regarding trick or treating. I'll give you that to you in a second. But yeah, let's get to the out of left field question on this Halloween night. I was talking to myself there. Thank you, Julio. Here we go. Julio's going to participate. You can as well. 913-586-7965. The out of left field question is, what was your favorite thing or person you've dressed up as for Halloween? I was going to do candy. Bleh, that's corny, generic. What's the favorite thing or person you've dressed up as for Halloween? 913-586-7965.
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I was going to say, Julio, do you want to go first? So my mom, I asked her because I thought that this was true. She was like, yeah, it was all sports related. Anything from hockey to baseball. I remember I dressed up as LeBron James. And
LeBron James.
I loved LeBron James. I had the head. I had the gold headband. I spiked my hair up a little bit because I like to spike my hair up for whatever reason. LeBron never spiked his hair up. The headband. I had a LeBron James jersey. I had on some gold shorts. I was a LeBron guy. I had everything. I loved LeBron. I had a poster up on the wall as a kid. LeBron was my guy. I dressed up as LeBron. I dressed up as a Bengals player before. We had like those little kid, I guess, football sets where you get the helmet and the fake jersey and the pads. It was always sports related.
I hate to break this to you, but it's not very creative.
Yes, I know.
That's the best you got?
Well, this is the thing. So my mom also said,
there wasn't anything a little bit more elaborate or
No. My mom said, when you were real little, you hated to go out because it scared you. I do not care for Halloween very much at all. I don't like scary movies at all whatsoever. When a scary part happens, I will like look at the ground or whatever. I'm not going to watch.
Close your eyes.
I hate clowns. My wife
Cody
wanted
and Gold know this?
No. Okay. So I'm sure, I don't know if this will all become right. A thing. I'm terrified of clowns. Number one fear. I hate clowns.
So I'm going to text Cody here and just
if somebody dressed up as a clown, legitimately, I would punch them in the face. Like the only person I've ever punched in my life
Bozo,
is my brother.
Man. You never grew up with Bozo the Clown?
No, I hate clowns. My wife made me watch It and that.
Oh, I love that.
Pennywise.
I was Georgie for one year.
Not for me. Not for me. Julio, I'll get you to answer yours, and then we're going to go to the text thing. There's a couple people. We're talking about the favorite thing or person you've dressed up as for Halloween.
So I would say it wasn't my favorite, but it was the best looking and most elaborate. We do like this thing called Spook Supper every year. My sister does it where she has the theme, and one year was Alice in Wonderland, and I was dressed up as the caterpillar, and I had the whole suit. I had like six arms, the painted my face, did all that. That was probably the best looking one. But my favorite was probably Star-Lord.
Nice.
That was, I had the whole coat, mask, boots, all that. That was probably my favorite. And my partner dressed up as Gamora and did the whole face paint, and it
looked
spectacular.
Like that.
So that was probably my favorite.
So it was legit.
This is my fiance's. She lives for Halloween.
So she went all in.
So this year, nice. I'll have to show you a picture. She went as Genie. We went to Disneyland for they do this like whole treat thing.
Yeah.
And she full face blue.
That's awesome.
Like insane. So yeah. We have a good time with it.
That is awesome. From the 816, Green Power Ranger.
I like that.
RIP Jason David Frank. They said also from the 816, another text. Just left our church trunk or treat, and I look like Coach Reed. Are you the fake Andy Reid? Because fake Andy Reid is...
He's on point.
He is very, very on point. From the 785, Batman dressed like Dan Marino this year.
I like that.
Like it?
Are we talking about like
one of the best quarterbacks ever in terms of throwing the football?
Maybe like Ace Ventura, Dan Marino kind of situation?
there you go.
Laces out, Dan.
Someone said, I'm going to mispronounce this probably, from the 913. Kyle Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, Kyle Drogo, yeah.
They said their beer gut was hanging out and it was hilarious.
You know, that just makes it entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Somebody said the Grinch. My wife loves the Grinch. She thinks the Grinch is awesome. She loves the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch. She's got Grinch stuff, shirt, ornaments, the whole nine with the Grinch. So that's a good one.
Your wife doesn't make you dress up at all? She's not into it? Where she, like, you guys do like a couples kind of theme?
She's into it, but like not to the level where we both dress up and go to like a party or anything like that. There's one year, not here, but in another place that we lived in Bismarck, North Dakota, actually, they had like a Halloween contest and we created a coffin. And we actually won won the contest, created a coffin, got bones and skeletons that we put all over the place and like decorated the front door of our apartment. You walked through the you opened the coffin door to get into the apartment. So that was,
but it wasn't a costume. It was
correct. Okay. That was a contest. So we've gotten into it. She's more into it than me. I think maybe the fact that she knows that I don't like it too much, she hasn't been like, you need to do it. Yada, yada, yada. I would, if she wanted me to dress up and everything, I would do it 100%. Someone said, from the 816, you may not know about it. I dressed as an alternate version of David Tennant, Doctor Who. The newer Doctor Who is not David Tennant. This is the older Doctor Who, I would presume. Shout out to Doctor Who, though. It's a good costume. Somebody else said Halloween sucks. I don't think Halloween sucks. It's just not for me.
That's a take, you know?
It's just not for me. Halloween's fun. Like, look, you enjoy it, it's fine. It's a holiday. It's great. You get the candy. I went and bought my wife some candy today. We're not giving any out. We're eating it when I get back home.
If you were to have kids, do you think that would change?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everything.
Would you do the dress-up thing?
Everything changed. Yeah. If I had kids and they said, Dad, you got to go with me, I'm going. 100%.
I like that.
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to be that person.
You don't
have
a reason yet.
Yes.
You don't have a reason.
Somebody said Dexter Morgan, Ivan Drago. That's a good one. When they were five.
That's good.
Someone said from the 913 they dressed as Pikachu. There you go, from Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm a big Pokemon guy.
That's the extent of Pokemon, is Pikachu. I don't know very much else.
No.
It's not my cup of tea, but I do know Pikachu. So there's that.
That's all that counts.
Out of left field question, my wife said Minnie Mouse was her favorite. She loves her some Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And that was actually, that was when we first like were dating. She worked, they had like a thing at work. She was like a server. And they had everybody dress up, and she dressed up as Minnie Mouse, had the ears and everything, painted the face, all that stuff.
You just couldn't go as Mickey, huh? You just couldn't be Mickey.
Well, it was for work. I wasn't working. I was in college at the time. I wasn't going to... I don't know. I think if I was more fun me and not more boring me, which I think there's still some of that where I'm boring, I would dress up as like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo or something like that.
You'd make a good Shaggy with your hair right now. You know,
the way that it is.
Pull the part off.
My wife and I love me some Scooby-Doo. I think it'd be fun to dress up as Mike Wazowski. You know, I would have to do a Disney character. I'm a Disney guy. I love Disney movies.
I like it.
From the 913, same person who dressed as Pikachu says that so many kids and parents wanted pictures with inflatable Pikachu. I didn't know Pokemon was like that still.
Oh, it is.
I know they had the Pokemon Go thing not too long ago, Julio, but I didn't know Pokemon was like that.
I dressed my daughter up as Richard Simmons the other day. That was spectacular.
Obviously, you weren't able to do the Halloween thing today, were you? Because you had to come in here.
Yeah, she's too. I mean, she's one and a half, so
not quite yet.
But she went to Disneyland, man. That's good enough for her.
Nothing beats Disneyland, Disney World. I've been a couple times. It is a blast. I've never been for Halloween though. Been for Thanksgiving around Thanksgiving time, which is
amazing.
Interesting.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
There's nothing like Disney World. There's something where even like for adults, I'm a little kid at heart. Like I said, I watch Scooby-Doo still. I'm a little kid at heart. It gets you into your little kid mode again while going to Disney World. I think it's very exciting. Another one from the 016, we're talking favorite thing or person you dressed up as for Halloween. They said, regarding the kids, not what they dressed up as, but they just took their 3-year-old trick-or-treating for the first time. Such a good time. I feel like, you know, I don't have kids. You're going to do things for your kids that you might not care about or anything like that because you have kids and your whole perspective on life changes. I feel like that's one cool thing that you would love to see as a parent is seeing them happy, them going to do the trick-or-treating thing, dressing up as somebody they care about and enjoy. That's awesome.
I went through the entirety of Disney dressed as the magic carpet. I had it was an actual
did your wife like stand on top of you and everything like or no, did she like put her on the shoulders and go as if she was the genie, you know?
Sure, that's a good idea though. I don't know if that would fly at Disney.
Love some Aladdin. Maybe not. Aladdin's great. R.I.P. to Robin Williams, because that is the best version of that movie. That is the out of left field question. Oh my gosh, my wife just said too. She said she was a witch once, and they dressed her up as Barney when she was little. Yo, shout
if
out
your
to-
wife is listening right now, she needs to get on the ball and make you start participating in Halloween events.
I don't know if she's listening. I did text her the random question because I wanted her to, because she's more into it than I am. Barney, shout out to Barney.
I love Barney, man. My childhood.
Until he started going rogue with the language, which obviously you can't do as a adult around little kids. Shout out to that person who took their son trick-or-treating. They said he was Spider-Man. Good choice.
Love it.
That was the out of left field question. Up next, the WNBA, is it coming to Kansas City? Maybe it's more likely now that Patrick Mahomes has said something about it. He's a part of the group that is having conversations with the league. We'll talk about that next on After Hours right here on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
After Hours continues here on 96.5 The Fan. This is one of my wife's favorite Halloween movies. I'll be honest, I don't like this movie.
You don't like this movie?
Oh, yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas? I don't like it very much.
Oh, this is a classic. I love
it. Oh, it's a classic, yes. I agree it's a classic. But
is it too scary for you?
No, it's not the scary. I think it's just, it might be like the characters, just the way
What? Oh, man.
Again, that might just be, actually, it's not even that might just be me. It is me.
I think that's a you problem.
It's not anybody, it's me.
It's a you problem.
The WNBA to Kansas City was a story that was reported here in the last week or so. Patrick Mahomes was asked about it today in his media availability, as he was reportedly a part of conversations. The group, you know, involving the KC Current and everything, talked with the WNBA about the potential of bringing the league to Kansas City with an expansion team and all of that stuff. Here's more of what Patrick Mahomes had to say again. This is in his media availability today about getting a WNBA team here to Kansas City and potentially competing with the other cities as well who are involved in this expansion process.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want to get basketball to Kansas City in general, and then WNBA and the success that they've had this last season and these last few seasons, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, to try to get a WNBA team in Kansas City to this fan base. I mean, you see it if you talk about Kansas, University of Kansas basketball, the Chiefs or whatever it is, the city of Kansas City is going to come out and they're going to fill the stadium. And so it was cool that we were able to get this soccer team, this women's soccer team here in the Current, and they're going into the playoffs now, and you see the support that they have. And so let's try to get a WNBA team in here as well, and kind of that same type ownership group. And they've done the Current the right way, and I want to continue to work with them to take that next step and get a WNBA team here. Just like any other business, you have to kind of pick and choose how to expand. You want to expand as fast as you can, but you want to do it in a way that's profitable for them, but also good for the players and the quality of the sport. And so, obviously, you've seen this last few years, the WNBA has really grown. And so we feel like Kansas City is a great place to continue that growth, but we have to battle with other cities to prove why we can sustain and have a great franchise here.
I think that Patrick Mahomes being in the conversations helps. Another team that's rumored is St. Louis. Jason Tatum, Celtics forward, has said, I want St. Louis to get a team, and he is behind the pitch for St. Louis to get a WNBA team regarding the expansion talks. It sounds more like they're going after one spot, a number of different cities. Miami, I think Denver's included in here too. So there's, in terms of like city size, Kansas City is an underdog, I guess, if you want to call it that. But having Patrick Mahomes talk about this helps your chances, I think. They'd probably play in T-Mobile Center. I didn't hear it exactly. Should have asked C.Dot when I came in tonight because he was still here. But C.Dot and Rob, I think, have said, like, look, they're not going to play in T-Mobile. They need to play somewhere else so the environment's better. To me, I think personally, if you can go in with your pitch to the WNBA and say, hey, not only do we have Patrick Mahomes as a part of this, the KC Current, I think, should be the number one example of, we support women's sports better than any other city does because they
be the hub for women's professional sports.
A great way to pitch it, because you have a stadium that is the only designated facility for a women's sports team, and it sells out. They have 11,000 seats plus that are sold out every single game. T-Mobile holds more than that. They hold about 20,000, but the space, you can go in and say, look, our capacity exceeds what most WNBA arenas have. They love women's sports here in Kansas City. Example being the KC Current. Patrick Mahomes is a huge representative and a person who, along with Brittany, push for women's sports and the inclusion of women in sports, and the WNBA is on the rise. I think that they only play 20 home games. They play 40 games total in the regular season, and it's during the summertime. To me, I think it makes complete sense. For the WNBA, it's more appealing to look in a spot where the venue is nice. T-Mobile Center is fantastic. It holds more capacity. Caitlin Clark would sell out every single damn seat in that place. It would be 20,000 strong in T-Mobile Center when Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are here in Kansas City. It's great for the city. I think the spot as well, power and light. You got stuff that you can do around the city as well, or around the arena. It makes too much sense in the pitch for the WNBA, and I think it's more... It's a better selling point because of Patrick Mahomes, because of the Current, and because of the stadium itself, Julio, as well.
Well, and Kansas City, I think, has a proven track record that we like our sports. Like, we just support whether it's a high school, college, professional, whatever the case may be. We, in the Midwest here, enjoy our sports. We don't have mountains that we can go climb or beaches that we can go. Like, our thing is sports. So, St. Louis had their shot. Oh, forget St. Louis.
St. Louis is always getting screwed out of sports teams,
well,
too.
Well, they do it to themselves. We're taking shots at St. Louis.
I'm not from Kansas City, so I don't feel the need to go after St. Louis.
I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you.
Go ahead.
A lot of those other places, Miami is a tough... I mean, look at their baseball team. They're not supported. I think Denver is a good sports town. But, I mean, I will say, if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes and who he is and the support that he's shown for women's sports in general, we wouldn't have a shot. But because he's backing this, he's already part of, like you said, with the Current, part ownership, the Royals, his face and his name is going to be behind that. And everything he touches turns to gold.
The fact, and I think, too, one of the things that's, more people are watching. Yes, I know, and this is a common thing, is the WNBA is losing money. Did you see that they're losing money? They have that issue, but they're better than what they were, and I think it's continuing to grow because more people are paying attention to things. They're getting the TV rights stuff kind of figured out. More star power is very important in sports, and the WNBA is gaining traction with star power compared to other sports as well. I mean, I'll be honest. Other than Messi and Daniel Suarez and when Zlatan was here, the WNBA is getting to that point where they're having star power that's reaching, in terms of names, you know names in the MLS, but you're starting to learn more names in the WNBA.
Household names.
Exactly. And somebody from the 816 said the Iowa fan base alone would sell out WNBA games here. Yes, because I think Kansas City's not a college town. But not too far away. If you were to say Caitlin Clark was coming here, not only would the excitement
people
be there,
would
but
lose their minds.
Iowa fans would be insane. All the people that would come down. If Caitlin Clark would sell out, obviously, any arena, and somebody said zero chance T-Mobile Center will put any team in their stadium, they make too much money in other ways. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. The Indiana Pacers, they play in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Now is what it's called. But we always called it the field house. They have Indiana Pacer games there. They have Indiana Fever games there. They have concerts there. They have the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus there. They have all kinds of, they have the Harlem Globetrotters there. They make money in other ways, but if you can have a sports team in that stadium, that would be the place that you put it.
Consistent revenue. And like you mentioned earlier, it's not like the NBA season where there's a million games.
It's in the
games.
Summertime.
Yeah, it's in the summertime. There's, what, 20 home games or so?
Just 20.
So
I would assume, unless
they
make the playoffs.
That's not a lot to 20 days out of a calendar year is not very much.
It makes a lot of sense. And look, I would love to have an NBA team here. I think it would be great. I think Patrick Mahomes is right. Having basketball here, having the NHL here would be great. I think it's more difficult to do the NBA and the NHL for obvious 100%. Reasons, because one, it would cost more money, but two, it's during the football season. It's and all of that stuff where you get a WNBA team in here. It's more manageable, I think, for you to balance your schedule out, because there's only 20 home games throughout the entire summer. It's not that complicated. You're not dealing with 82 games. You know, you're not dealing with 80 plus games like you would in the NHL and the NBA. It's half of that total games. So it's half of that. Half the home games that you would get in the NBA would be in T-Mobile Center. And that's a great venue. I think those are the selling points if you are Kansas City, along with the fact that it's in Power and Light and there's things to do. And the arena is great in itself. It hosts the Big 12 tournaments for both men's and women's. And it's very, very good.
But before we go to break here, can we just talk about what,
you were telling
what happened
me,
here with
you were asking
the Jets.
If I saw something. I don't think I did, because it was a really big play. I saw a play where they missed like five tackles.
No. This is so much more embarrassing. This is
it's
about
0-0, by the way, halfway through the second quarter.
Well, it shouldn't be. This is the most Jets thing to happen to the Jets that I think I've ever seen. So there was an end around to I think it was Malachi Corley walking into the end zone. He drops the ball.
Oh,
how many
no.
before the goal line?
Oh no!
Touchback. Like, I mean, how ridiculous can you be? How dysfunctional can you be?
And he's a rookie too.
Let me one up myself, says the Jets. Like, my God, walked right into the end zone and right at the goal line, right before the goal line, dropped the ball.
I like Malachi Corley too. He's at a rookie, but a rookie mistake that is really
like,
boneheaded.
Oh my gosh, man.
0-0.
So it's still 0-0. Yeah.
4 minutes. The Texans have had 17 minutes of time possession,
no
double
points.
The plays, no points. However, they are in the red zone right now. Again, it's under 5 minutes left to go, but it's still 0-0. We're going to get to the Texans here after the break. Somebody else from the 816 says, WNBA, I'm good with it. I think any team that you can... Kansas City is a great sports town. You put a sport here that's never been here before, they're going to get behind it.
We'll support it.
Real quick, what would the name be? I saw Rob Collins, our guy over at Fox 4, said the KC Majesty. I like that.
I like that.
Someone said the Kansas City Queens, which I think is good.
Yeah, like the Kings. It's a play on the Kings.
It would have to obviously do something with royalty.
Or something barbecue-ish down that line.
Yeah.
You know? You can be creative.
I think royalty, though, for like women, like the women's battle, like, you know, I think the Queens is nice. I think the Majesty, your Majesty.
I like that.
There's a ton of ways that you can play off of it. You have like a throne, and like the Chiefs have the drum. I have a throne. Pre-game. Somebody sits in. That would be fantastic. Anyways, we're going to come back talking about the Texans directly. We're going to give you an update to see if they score here. They got 3rd and 12, under 5 minutes left to go. Are the AFC contenders or are they not? That comes next. It's After Hours right here on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After Hours continues right here on 96.5 The Fan. Drew Nixon hosting the show with you for the next little under half hour. Julio Sanchez is running the board, producing the show for us today. So the Houston Texans did just score. CJ Stroud made a nice play to get it to Tank Dell on that 3rd down and 12. They end up scoring. Joe Mixon having once again another really good game. CJ Stroud, if you're just box score watching, you're like, eh. He's 6 of 13, 84 yards. The ratings, he's been sacked. They have a turnover. The Jets defense is really good. And the reason why I think there is the offense is, you know, we're the jury's still out on Houston is one, they haven't played the Chiefs yet. Two, They've looked a little bit iffy, like we talked about earlier in the show. And I think for this game in particular, it would be interesting to see how the Texans played against the Jets, because the Jets have a really solid pass defense. Their defense is solid. They're good. How would they look? The Chiefs' defense is better than the Jets. How do the Texans look against a good defense? They're running. They've already run for 103 yards. I can tell you right now, I love you some Joe Mixon, former Cincinnati Bengal.
Not happening against the Chiefs.
He ain't running for 85 yards in one half against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not happening. CJ Stroud's going to have to make plays. That's where I think if we're talking about the Texans as legitimate contenders in the AFC, I don't know if I buy it. One, and I think maybe the only thing left, we're really going to find out when they play the Chiefs a little bit later on this year, if they're legit or not, believable contenders. But watching them play this year, the way that they've been, CJ Stroud's been a little too up and down, and I know that they've had the injuries and all of that stuff, which obviously affects them. Tank Dell's having a good game. Robert Woods is getting involved. Dalton Schultz is too. Their crew is good, but are they good against teams that are really good on defense? Can they do enough? The defense for Houston actually is pretty good. I don't know where exactly they rank, but, and Will Anderson went down today too. He got injured. Hopefully he'll be okay.
It's big for their defensive line.
Yes, it's huge because he is a great pass rusher. He is already one of the best pass rushers in the league. But this doesn't convince me that they're a legit contender. And I know that everybody's different. Everybody struggles. The Chiefs struggled against the Chargers, their divisional opponent. The Chiefs struggled against the Bengals. They're the Bengals. They're still really good. The Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow. The defense just stinks.
The rivalry game, you know?
Yeah, rivalry games are always different. There's always one game where the Chiefs lose a game and you're like pulling your hair out. Like, excuse me?
Why?
How do they, like, you're sick to your stomach. That, maybe that's this game. I don't know. But just watching it and following it along as we've been doing the show today, I don't think they're
not impressive. They're not putting a good show right now.
They're not in the same boat to me, Julio, as the Bills or the Bengals are. And I know that the Ravens are up there. I've already said, I think if the Chiefs played the Ravens, it would be a win by 10 points. That's how comfortable I feel. I would feel if I was a Chiefs fan in regards to that matchup against the Ravens. I don't think the Texans can be considered legitimate AFC contenders until we see what they do against the Chiefs. This doesn't help their cause in any way where even if they haven't played Kansas City, we think, yeah, they're actually really, really good. I think we need to pump the brakes on them being a legit quote-unquote contender.
Yeah, I mean, they are a dangerous team, and if you catch them on a good day, they can do some damage. I think they're still probably a year off from being real contenders, but, I mean, that offense, should they get some of those big, you know, some of their bigger pieces back, can be dangerous. So I think you're right. Right now, they're probably not that big of a threat, but you get a couple of the
definitely in the next year or two, because I like what D'Amico Ryans is doing. They're drafting really well. Still in the rookie contract for CJ Stroud, so they're still playing in a way with house money until they have to pay CJ Stroud and who knows after that. 2 minute warning, 7-0. Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
Awful.
He has 27 yards.
So awful, man.
He actually almost has as good of a rating as CJ Stroud does, believe it or not.
It looks like his arm is falling off of his body.
And so it might just be me, because my grandparents lived in Madison, Wisconsin for a long time. They love the Packers. I grew up watching, you know, Brett Favre and the bad, bad man that he is, Aaron Rodgers. There was a point in time where legitimately, and Stephen A. would always talk about it, I think Aaron Rodgers was a better thrower of the football than Tom Brady. If you watched them play, Aaron Rodgers was a better quarterback than Tom Brady. He's not the GOAT because obviously, you know, you have to take everything into consideration, the legacy, all of that stuff. And he's not the GOAT, obviously. He's not in the conversation.
He was more talented than Brady.
To be the GOAT. Yes. In terms of, arm talent, yes. He only has one Super Bowl. And
he should have had a lot more.
Yeah, there's missed opportunities, and some of it you can blame. Well, they didn't have a great defense,
part
but they had
flaws,
good defense.
No. Yeah. Excuses.
Yeah, and Mike McCarthy, whether you want to make fun of Mike McCarthy or not, combined, they had moments where they should have got the job done, and they didn't. But yeah, Aaron, I like Aaron more than a lot of other people, I would say, do.
He's a Peyton Manning. He's a great regular season quarterback. You know, it just,
yeah, their
playoffs came around.
They're hanging in there with Houston, though. I know that a lot of people thought that.
Yeah, but they're favorites. They were favored.
Correct.
which is just kind of blew my mind, but
it was almost one of those traffic. Aaron Rodgers does not look happy. The uniform's sweet though. The all blacks.
I do like that.
I like the all black jerseys. Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 3 times. The funniest thing about this whole thing, I'm looking at the box score again. Haven't really been able to watch, obviously, because I've been hosting the show. Houston only has like 17 total tackles. The Jets have 36.
The Jets are just, I mean, they can't sustain.
They can't move the ball.
Yeah, they can't sustain a drive to save their lives.
And I don't know if it was on the show or if it was just during break. I think it was, Julio, where you were like, I've never seen a team with more star power, more firepower on offense have a lot of problems.
Yeah, no, I said it on here.
Breece Hall, Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson. Shout out to Braylon Allen, my guy from Wisconsin. I hadn't even played. Mike Williams, he's washed. Sorry.
Yeah, he's
Tyler gone. Conklin, not a good enough option at tight end. Alan Lazard, he didn't even have any targets. I don't know if he's hurt or not, but
he's a solid number three. No, I mean, he's like about Alan as good Lazard. Of a number three as you're going to get.
Yeah. I like Alan Lazard, but their roster, like offensively, you're like, this team should be better than what they are, but they're not. Maybe it's the offensive line. Maybe it's Aaron Rodgers coaching. I definitely think has something to do with that.
All of the above.
Yeah, the Jets mortgaged everything they had to get Aaron Rodgers, and it's not working out too well. The Browns mortgaged everything that they had for Deshaun Watson, not working out too well. There's some organizations who you just look at and you say, man, I'm glad we're not them. The Chiefs are not them. Even though the Bengals haven't won a Super Bowl, at least.
You guys have had a good run, though. You guys have.
I was asked about that today.
Yeah.
I am so happy that you're in the boat with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens where you don't have a quarterback problem. Because there's a lot of teams that have a quarterback issue.
Yep.
Whether it's the Colts, Anthony Richardson, whether it's any of the bottom 10 teams in the NFL that don't have a quarterback, anybody almost in the division, you could argue, in the AFC West, other than the Chargers. We don't know Bo Nix exactly yet, but his peak is not top 10.
Nah.
We know that the Raiders have no quarterback problem or no quarterback solution. They have a problem. The Chiefs are in a great position. And I think that is the most infuriating thing for everybody else who roots for any other team besides the Chiefs. Is for all the reasons that we talked about earlier, the GM, the DC, the head coach, the quarterback, the fact that they're having injuries and they're still this good, the fact that the offensive line left tackle is struggling, they're still this good. Patrick Mahomes has more interceptions than touchdowns, they're still this good, they're still winning. That's the infuriating part for everybody else. Because they know that their team, if they had all those problems, would not be able to do what the Chiefs have been able to do. Texans have the ball back, by the way. Again, potential to score before halftime. Tank Dell's doing his thing because he is the guy right now. For the Houston Texans, actually just had a really big play. So Houston could be going up double digits by halftime. We're going to wrap up After Hours. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the World Series, the craziness of that whole series, the Dodgers winning it without much of a problem. Also, there's something that I'm excited about. Came out this year. We talked about basketball a little bit. Season 2 of Starting 5, the players were announced who they're covering. We'll talk about that. Have some fun to wrap up the show. Again, it's After Hours right here on 96.5. The Fan will be back right after this.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Wrapping up After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan, Drew Nixon alongside Julio Sanchez. We are here for just about 10 more minutes. Still 7-0. The Houston Texans.
What an ugly game. They just missed a field goal.
The Houston Texans missed a field goal?
Jeez. That's correct. Yeah.
Boy, still 7-0. I'm not buying that the Texans are contenders yet till we see them play the Chiefs, and we will see if they play them tight or not. Dan in KCK says, what's up, Drew? Chiefs are going to win by 3 touchdowns over the Bucks. Woo, that would be a blowout. He said he was glad to see the Dodgers beat the Yankees, Aaron Judge dropping the fly ball, Volpe the error, and Garrett Cole as well, not covering first. That is a great way to sum up how that game went. The Yankees blowing it. And this is the thing, though. I might have been the only person on the planet, I guess, that wanted the Yankees to win because I know that the Yankees have done a lot of winning.
Yep, that's correct.
I know that they are very annoying. but and it might be recency bias, but the LA Dodgers, there's just something about the Dodgers that it infuriates me. And I don't know what it is. I don't like the LA Dodgers. I do not like them more than I do not like the Yankees. I like Aaron Judge. I think he's a likable guy, actually. There's nobody on the Yankees that you just want to punch in the face, I don't think, I don't know. Maybe Aaron Boone you think is a punchable face, I guess. There's some people who do not like Aaron Boone. I think he's a good man. I think he was a great player. Manager? Eh. Aaron Judge, I think, is very likable. I like Juan Soto.
I like Juan Soto.
I like Anthony Rizzo.
No, you're wrong. The Yankees are awful. I'm glad they got embarrassed.
I would have rather, I can't stand Pete Alonso, but it would have been, I'd rather have had the Mets in, of course.
Yeah. This was like a worst case scenario for me, quite honestly.
Fun.
Like, the Dodgers versus the Yankees, like, every other city across the country just...
As much as I don't like the Dodgers...
Could both them lose? I mean, really.
As much as I don't like the Dodgers, I feel like you have to admit that Freddie Freeman had an all-timer.
Oh, he was amazing.
An all-timer of a World Series that we're never going to forget with the home run streak and the walk-off grand slam. As great of a series as you could have, Freddie Freeman had.
And I love Shohei.
Shohei's great.
He is the best player in the game right now. So there was just something maybe a little bit more endearing to me with the Dodgers than the Yankees. There's nothing good about them. There is nothing that I can think of that I can say that's positive about the Yankees.
I said it on Cody and Gold. I think I hated the Red Sox more than I hated the Yankees. Although I loved Big Papi and I loved Manny Ramirez.
Big Papi's probably one of my favorite baseball players.
Derek Jeter, I think that's why I don't mind the Yankees as much. Derek Jeter is my favorite player in baseball history. Like I played shortstop. I loved Derek Jeter growing up.
There have to be two of like the worst fan bases out there as well. I think that's why a majority of people don't like the Yankees, especially because the fan base is just so obnoxious.
Going right to the point where Mookie Betts is getting his wrist grabbed on and everybody's celebrating the guys or whatever.
I mean,
like
that
celebrities.
Guy,
that was a really bad look.
That was
100%.
A punchable offense.
Somebody said for the 816, yeah, right. Soto is a clown. He bat flips, walks. He stares down pitchers after he walks. He stares on infielders after they make mistakes. He's just a clown.
It's just a cocky organization.
It's the Soto shuffle. That's what he does. I don't have a problem with it. He did it when he was with the Nationals and he won. Everybody loved Juan Soto. It's because he's wearing the Yankees jersey.
Oh, that's 100%. That's 100% why.
Juan Soto was loved when he was with the Padres. People loved Juan Soto when he was with the Padres. And the Padres spent buku bucks to get Juan. The same thing. It's because he's wearing the Yankees uniform. I think I think Anthony Rizzo was beloved in Chicago when he was a Cub. Even people who didn't like the Cubs liked Anthony Rizzo. He's wearing a Yankees uniform. People don't like him as much. It's just that.
It's like selling your soul. Like, I hate Giancarlo Stanton. Like, he's just
talk
old
about the slowest
and overpaid.
Player in baseball.
Like, my gosh. Like,
the man can't keep his arms straight.
There's just nothing endearing. Like, I'm not a big Jazz Chisholm fan.
I think every single Royals fan hates Jazz Chisholm for, I would say, for good reason. You know, he smack-talked the franchise. I get it.
It made me happy inside to see them lose. Such embarrassing fashion. I like
Four games to one. It wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't even close.
I'm sure that MLB executives, they didn't like Fox, didn't like the fact that it was as bad as it was. But yeah, the Dodgers are your World Series champions on the next year. Well, hopefully the Royals can make a bigger push. Hopefully they can beat the Yankees maybe. The Royals maybe gave the Yankees the biggest test of the season.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah. They gave them everything they could handle.
Which is funny to think about. Of all teams, the Royals gave a better shot. I mean, other than the Dodgers, I guess. The Dodgers obviously beat the Yankees. They did it. But in the AL, the Royals played the Yankees the best.
Pitching and defense, man.
That's what it's all about when it comes down to October. If you missed this, I don't know if you guys follow the NBA. If you don't, they have a quarterback-like series called Starting Five, where they follow five players in the NBA. Exact same thing as Starting Five. I get why you wouldn't. If you just love sports, I feel like, and you haven't watched the series, you got to watch it. You're going to appreciate the players a little bit more, you know, their livelihood and all that other stuff. They announced season two, who the players would be last year, or season one. It was Jason Tatum. It was Jimmy Butler. It was Domantas Sabonis. And the other names are escaping me. Evidently, I didn't care much about the series. No, but I'm really disappointed in myself that I'm forgetting the other two players. Anyways, the starting five for season two, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jaylen Brown, and Tyrese Halliburton. I like this bunch because you get a little bit of everything. That's kind of what happened in season one of the series. LeBron James was also in it. I'm sorry, duh. LeBron James, of course, is going to be included in season one. You learn a lot more about the players. I think you appreciate the process more, just like QB. If you're a sports fan, I think it's something you should get into. Not that you have to, it might just be background noise, I guess, as well, but if you're not a basketball fan, but if you like hoops, I think this is a fun series.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Kevin Durant piece. I would really love to see the James Harden piece just to see what a train wreck that is. Just
it's going to be him, as my wife said, it's going to be him at Magic City in the club.
Oh yeah,
all
making
the time.
It rain.
If he's not playing basketball, that's what it is.
Eating at the buffet. You know, yeah, that I would only watch for the train wreck.
I'm really disappointed. Anthony Edwards was the other one. My guy, my MVP pick for the season.
Good year to watch him.
Yeah, we learned that Lauri Markkanen said no. Nikola Jokic was probably asked. I don't picture him as a person who would like doing this. I wish Ja Morant would have been included. I think Ja would have been a fun player to follow in his comeback from everything that happened last year, the injury, also, you know, the off the court stuff. I wish they would have picked another different team other than the Celtics. We got Jason Tatum, got Jaylen Brown. You're going to see Tatum again, but KD will be interesting. Shout out to Tyrese Halliburton, the Indiana Pacers, my hometown team. Be fun to follow. SGA, one of the best players in the league. I thought should have won MVP last year. Very good stuff. Had fun, Julio. Hopefully you had fun as well.
Always.
Happy Halloween to everybody. Enjoy your Halloween. All Hallows Eve. I will be going home and I will not be watching Halloween movies. I will not. I will be eating candy.
You will be sleeping with clowns?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not.
They have told on you. It's fine.
Hold on. Real quick. That's weird as well. In Batman, I love the Joker. Heath Ledger, the greatest Joker. I love him acting. If I saw him in real life, I would be scared spitless. I'll be honest. I love the Joker. I would be scared for my life. I would be so scared. Clowns are a no. Haunted houses are an absolute no. Scary movies are a no. Happy Halloween to everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, love doing After Hours. We'll catch you next time we do the show. Have a good rest of your night. Enjoy your Halloween. We'll catch you next time on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.